Growing up, it was socially taboo to discuss race, religion, or politics. Once I entered college, I realized how counterproductive this prohibition was. It was not a formula for discussing our differences. And that's the rub. We need to talk about our differences in an effort to better understand each other. Hi, this is Carlos Spatara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Nowadays, anyone who follows the news is not to be faulted for thinking rational discussions are not possible. Much of our social dialogue has diminished in recent times. What discussion, you might even ask? For instance, I'm sure you've seen many instances of folks, not only on news channels, but also in everyday conversations, talking over others, speaking louder than others, not waiting for them to finish their train of thought, not waiting for them to finish their sentences. Yet discussion, especially public discussion, is badly needed on many issues, including immigration. The more you watch these rude persons in action, the more you cannot help but wonder if they behave as such to deliberately cut off differing opinions. That's why I found a halftime discussion about immigration at a professional basketball game. Yes, you heard that right, at a basketball game. Such a great idea. In Texas, no less. Not exactly a home of rational thought and open discussion. Instead of the usual dancing cheerleaders, fans sitting in the stands watched former President George Bush, the Dallas Mavericks team owner Mark Cuban, and ex-Mavericks star player and immigrant Dirk Nowitzki talk about immigrants, immigration, and immigration reform. Being that the game was in Dallas, Texas, I assume a significant percentage of the audience were not immigrant supporters. Thus, the decision to hold such a discussion in public was gutsy and needed, especially in a place like Texas. Of course, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is not one afraid of taking gambles or sparking controversy. In actuality, such discussions should not be feared. They should be welcomed. For it is only through rational discourse that we can overcome our differences to forge an immigration system that works without creating more discord. We cannot continue to talk past each other. We need to talk to each other. We need to engage in give and take for the good of our nation, for the good of our grandchildren, and beyond. The approach at the Mavericks basketball game should be replicated throughout the United States. Temporarily, the audience is captive. Temporarily, the audience, despite being on opposite sides of the immigration issue, are largely on the same side for that moment, cheering for the same team. Temporarily, the audience is not in a let's get instantly hostile opposing approaches environment. If we can learn to talk to each other, we can fix our antiquated and broken immigration system. When civic, business, and entertainment figures collaborate in public on tough to talk about issues, it reinforces the idea that rational discourse and decision making is possible, even if a little compromise by the rest of us is needed to close the deal. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.